we've been talking about the east wind. But you know, if you work around the compass, you move from the east on down to the south. Now, generally, southerly winds are, you know, they're really nice. Usually, they're light and they're balmy. Where we come from, that means nice, warm weather, and you can take the sweaters off and the foul weather gear and sort of get with it a little bit and kind of open up on the boat. Well, I love those winds. Usually, they're light. Sometimes, they're a little fluky. They're up and down. But it's a condition that you have to deal with. Because along with those north chilling winds that you're going to get, and those unsettled east winds, you're going to get some balmy winds. Now, once you've endured the north and the east winds, the temptation is when you get a southerly wind to get too comfortable. Say, well, it's a great day. I think I'll go sailing today. Or I think I'll go golfing today. Or I think I'll go to the beach today. And I understand. And I accept the fact that you ought to do some of those things. But the temptation for a lot of people is that every day becomes a beach day. I remember a guy I used to have in our business. He finally went full-time in the business. And he said, I'm going to do great in this business. And then I went to call on him one day, and he was rebuilding an old antique car he had. I said, what are you doing that for? He says, you know, when I was part-time, I never had time to do this. Now I'm restoring this old car. I said, well, you're not going to be doing it very long because you're going to go broke. Because now that you've decided this warm wind is coming, you've got time, you're beginning to spend it on the wrong things, and you're not going to achieve. So we have to learn to cope with the warm, balmy winds. Because they're the manana winds. They're the winds that tempt us into putting off till tomorrow what we ought to be doing today. So don't let this wind destroy you, even though it's so pleasant and so comfortable. These are the days to make time on the competition. These are the days when the other guys are out there in the golf courses. But if you're tending to business, you will be moving your boat, your life, your business, your program forward. You know, a lot of us, most of us, have heating in our homes. If you live in southern warmer climes, you have air conditioning. Some of us have both. I don't know if you realize it, but it takes about 5 times as much energy to air condition as it does to heat. You know, you can heat with just a few logs in the fire and you get some heat. But air conditioning takes compressors and power, and then it's hard to move because cold air tends to lay by the floor. You have to force cold air for movement. Hot air rises. Now, my point of that is that hot air rising and therefore moving easier is easier to get away with it. Sometimes if you live in warmer climates, we talk about the manana syndrome. As some of you know, we own a hotel in the Caribbean. It's a lovely hotel. But I tell you, it takes twice as many employees in that hotel to do the job as it takes at a hotel up in the northern parts of the United States. Everybody just moves a little slower. And when you talk to the employees, they say, well, we'll do that tomorrow. There's always tomorrow. Well, we're on a boat. We're talking about boats. We have boats down at our hotel. We talk about maintenance on the boats. And we kind of pull our hair out and say, we just seem to let things go. Well, that's all a part of the manana syndrome. Tomorrow, I'll get around to it. And I have watched tens of thousands of people fail in business because the manana, the southerly wind, destroyed them. There was no sense of urgency. In northern climates, you know, we have seasons. Spring is summer and winter. We always get busy. Well, we got to get the screens up. Summer's coming. We got to get the storm windows out. Winter's coming. We got to rake the leaves. We got to plant the lawn because if we don't get it done now, it's going to be too late. It's a sense of urgency in weather. And so it is with the southern wind. It can be a killer just because it is a debilitator. It takes away your energy. So this is a very important wind. Oh, the others are more challenging, they're difficult, you bundle up. This one is, that's just exactly it. The southern wind can do you in. So don't let the southern manana wind take away your dreams or your hopes. Well, we've talked about the north wind and how those chilling breezes, both self-induced as well as what other people say about us, tend to discourage us. We've talked about the east winds and the unsettling conditions they bring and how to overcome them. We've talked about those south winds, the manana winds that tend to lull us into a sense of security and non-growth, really. Well, let's talk about the west winds. Around here, the west winds, we call them the wonderful winds. They're favorable. They're usually nice and comfortable. They're steady. They're not overly strong or short. You can just kind of move along in the westerlies. And so it is, you see, in life that you have to deal with the bad winds and overcome that lulling wind so that when the favorable winds come, you can take them to your destination and you can win the prize or you can win the game or you can win in business by using that wind. But as I said before, everybody's going to be moving on that wind. It's how you've coped with the other winds so that you are in the right position to take advantage of the weather when it breaks. But you know, we look around us and you'll see all sorts of favorable westerly winds if you start to listen for them. As I said to you when we talked about the north winds, how easily it is we listen to those people who discourage us, who say, you can't do that, you can't do this, what makes you think you can do that? At the same time, other people are saying, I believe in you, you can do it, you've got the ability, and you tend to not listen to that. So if you've got to tune in now is listening and looking for all the favorable conditions. You look back at your good experiences in school, so you weren't an all-A student. On the other hand, there are some wonderful experiences you had in school. You may have been in sports. You may have been on a debate team. You may have been in some other groups where you did well. You may have had certain classes where you excelled. And you've got to draw on the resources of the things you've done well at and keep saying to yourself, I can do well. I did well. I'm good at this. And as you get a little older, you begin to look at your favorable job experiences and things that worked well for you. And as you progress along with that westerly wind, you look for good conditions in the world or in your community or in the economy. You know, people talk to you about unemployment. But in the United States, for example, and probably in your country, we have more people working today than we've ever had working before. Oh, I know they can talk about the percentage of unemployed. But the fact of the matter is, never have we had so many people working as we have today. Never have we had so many equal opportunities for women as we have today in the workplace. Never, you see, have so many people been to school or graduated from college or have higher degrees. Never have we had such computer technology. Never have we had the transportation systems we have in the world today. I used to think about our business. Ours is a business born in the computer age. With millions of people and their names and keeping them track and in order, this business that we're involved in, we never could have operated 25 years ago because there was no computer just to keep track of it. It would take you all year just to compute the bonuses, much less keep track of who sponsors who and how the business would happen in the years ahead. So this is a business born of the computer age. I think of transportation, jets. You know, jet airplanes have only been operating commercially in the United States for 28 years, and that means in the world. Oh, we had a few jets before that militarily, but only 28 years since jet airplanes have flown. And so the world is small today. The other day we went to Australia. Well, that's a 14-hour nonstop flight from Los Angeles. It's no big deal. You just sit down, take a couple of naps, watch three movies, eat four meals, and you're there. You know, in the old days, you talked about Australia. That was the other side of the world. I mean, not too many years ago, you took a ship and it took months to get there. Today we do that in a matter of hours. That's the age you live in. And so when you get that westerly wind pushing you, you got to start to look for all those favorable things that are happening, that the age in which we're living offers so many opportunities today. You know, we talk about computers so casually, but somebody developed a little chip, we call it, the heart of the computer. The ability to put millions of pieces of data on a little piece like that. When we were involved with the America's Cup effort, we wanted to have on the boat with the crew the names of everybody who'd made a contribution to us. And so we took a little chip, it was no bigger than about a quarter of an inch square, and had all 6,000 names of all of our supporters on that little piece. So the captain just stuck it in his pocket. And so we'd say to our the name of every person is on board this ship during the races. Well, people could see piles of paper, but it wasn't. It was just a little piece of porcelain. That's the age you live in. Those are the favorable conditions that are occurring. And new and better job opportunities are opening for people every day. New and exciting business opportunities. You know, I just have to refer to our own business when we began. And, you know, we used to think you could do enough to make a living. But then I watched that business grow. I remember people, when we talked to them about getting in this business 25 years ago, they said, well, it's too small. It'll never last. I talked to those same people today. They said, well, it's too late. I should have got in then. You know, that's what I said earlier. We talked about the east wind. It's not when. There is only now. Now is the only time you have anyway. But you got to catch the winds and put them into your minds and put them behind your back to move you to where you want to go with an awareness of what those are. That's why I kid a little, you know. People say, well, I wonder if the business will last. Our business does $1 billion worth of business a year. Now, that's $3 million U.S. dollars every day we have to take in the door. That's a pretty business. It's a pretty big business. And that's why when people say, well, I don't know if it'll last. I don't know if I want to do it. It's not a question of whether the business is going to last. It's only a question of whether you're going to do it. And so it is with so many opportunities in your lifetime. You know, we had a wonderful business in the United States, and then we said, well, let's go to Australia. Let's see if it'll work in Australia. And so we went way on the other side of the world. I remember flying there the first time, and we got in a taxi cab. We rode around Sydney and Brisbane and just kind of looked at it and said, my, this is a beautiful country. I'm sure these people would like to do this kind of business too. And so we took that wind and said, we can do it. We're going to go there. And our Australian business is successful. And we went to Malaysia and Hong Kong and Taiwan and all over Japan, where this business is burgeoning all over the place. And then all the free parts of Europe. And if you wonder about favorable winds, remember that you live in lands, favorable countries, where the governments even permit you to own your own home, to build your own business, to own your own business. Lots of people in the world don't have that. The mere fact that you have the ability to do that, the opportunity to do that, is a favorable wind that ought to propel you to take advantage of the opportunities that present themselves in life. And so, whether you're a youngster, whether you're in a grade school or a high school situation today and looking at your life, let me tell you, there's all sorts of favorable winds out there that are blowing in your direction, and that your future is going to be fantastic. You're going to have lots of wonderful things. It's your ability to cope with those other winds that keep you from being in the right position when the favorable winds come. But favorable winds don't just come and blow you along. You've got to be ready for them. Because if your mind is closed, you still don't see them. If you read your newspapers every day, you'll tell you about all the terrible things going on in the world. Well, maybe you just ought to read the funny pages. Because there's lots of other things you can read about terrific things going on. All you have to do is open your eyes to see them. Those are the favorable winds. Now, I trust you're going to learn how to overcome the north wind and handle the east wind and deal with the south wind so that when the westerlies come, you can roll with them. You're on one of our sailboats right now, and in 1979, we ran a big race here on Lake Michigan. It's called the Chicago Mackinac Race. Now, that race is some 333 miles long, usually takes 36, 48 hours, something like that. You're on the water. And it's won or lost by usually seconds. Last year, with this boat, with a boat rated the same as we're rated, we finished to where I could have stepped off the back of our boat onto the bow of their boat. We were not one boat length apart after racing for 36 hours and for 333 miles. And so the differences in winning and losing are awfully small. And that's why the ability to handle a south wind determines whether you win or lose sometime. How you cope with certain things. So whether you're going to go ahead or go backwards. And I recall on that race we ran in 1979, at that time, we were up in a good spot in the fleet, but a storm came. And most of the fleet ran with the storm. They let the storm sort of carry them downwind a little bit. We made a turn at that time. We said, we're going to go into the storm. And we tacked back north, northwest, right into the eye of the storm, so that we could make up that heading instead of having to beat our way back after getting downwind. We made that one move. We won 4 first prizes that year. all because we dealt with the wind rather than running from it or going along and letting it carry us. And so you have to learn with a sailboat to deal with the wind. You don't just let it take you where it wants to take you. You can use the wind to propel you to where you want to go. And so as you learn to deal with these winds, you can win in the things you're trying to do, just like we won that race, by coping with the wind, taking it on. I said, we'll show you. And went on and won the race. Well, that's what the four winds are all about. And I trust and hope you'll have victories in your races of life, just like we had that one. And you will, if you learn to deal with the four winds.